Hi, Cilic. My name is Fernando Saraiva. I work for the Brazilian Sport TV. It's a pleasure.
Hello.
You know that you, Nishikori, and Raonic, you represent the new face of tennis, the new breed of tennis. What it means for you? How is it for you?
I mean, it's for sure a great honor for me to be here for the first time, same as for Kay and Milos, and I think in this year has been the best year of my career with a lot of great tournaments, especially big success at the US Open, and I feel that opens a little bit of the door for the other guys, like you mentioned, for us from the second line that, you know, tennis is expanding a little bit. We are seeing, you know, more new faces on the tour, and that I feel is making more the game interesting, and for sure it's going to be bigger intensity for the next season and for the upcoming season that we're going to see in tennis. Maybe new Grand Slam winners, and also in these Master Series events, thousand tournaments, that we're gonna see new faces winning. So I feel that's gonna be a new breath in ATP.
Marin, you didn't play in Paris. How much of that was fitness, or was there an element that you needed to have some space after the events in New York to kind of get your head around where you were in the world?
Well, that was the first and only reason, was that I had a difficulty with my arm. He was carrying a little bit of shoulder injury already from summertime, even before US Open. It was okay during summer, and was not too bad before Asian Tour, and then after, when I came back, was worse, and I was risking the injury if I would play in Paris. So that was the, you know, reason I pulled out over there. But now the arm recovered a little bit. It's not healed completely, and it's gonna take a little bit more longer time after here to be healed completely. So but I'm gonna be fine for the tournament, hopefully.
Congratulations for being here. Wawrinka said after Australia that he kind of struggled to deal with the pressure and to be a Grand Slam champion. Is the same for you, or is just like a motivation?
It's a new thing. I mean, you are always going to be compared with the best guys on the tour, and the best guys on the tour that we have are at that spot and at that level for many years now, and for me it's a new situation. Of course, it's a huge motivation to be pushed forward and to be compared with the best guys that I'm, you know, always trying to be at the end of the tournaments, trying to play the tennis that I played in US Open, and to of course be, you know, moving forward week after week. But of course there are many other guys that are playing really well too, so it's always a battle to keep going with your expectations and your level. So it's, I think, a new thing, positive part for me, for my career, and it's going to be really interesting for me for the next year to see how I'm going to deal with it. I hope I'm going to still improve and still have you know, great weeks at the tournaments, and hopefully at the Grand Slams.
Hi, Marin. What do you think about Roger Federer's season, and do you think he's still capable of winning a Grand Slam, or became again the number one of the world?
I think Roger had, starting from grass court season, the best results until the end of the year from all the players. I don't know, looking into the points, if somebody else has had more, but I felt that he played extremely well. His tennis was week after week at the top, and I mean, he played the Wimbledon final. I beat him at the US Open. I played there, amazing match. So it just shows that he's close by to winning another Grand Slam, and he's giving himself many opportunities to do that. Of course, you never know when it's gonna happen, and you know, what could stop you, or you're not always you are not the only one who controls the destiny. So it's a part of him, I think, that he showed that even at this age that he's playing probably the tennis of his career, and that he's, I mean, he's also in the position to be number one at the end of the year. So it's very, very interesting.
Marin, since the US Open, have you noticed any difference in the way that players treat you on the court? I'm thinking in particular, do you think that players think more they want to beat you because you're US Open champion?
Yeah, absolutely. I feel they respect my tennis more. I believe they respect me too. But yeah, it's a different feeling now. I played some matches after US Open where I got into the match and the guys are swinging more, playing much more risky. You know, that that is always difficult to control in the court. Players are going to play, I feel, all or nothing in the matches, and that's of course a positive part for me, that I know that the guys need to play at their top level to be able to beat me. But also it's a, you know, not easy part to confront with, you know, match after match. And you know, the best guys are dealing with it really well, and you can't really see from outside that it's anything different. But it's a different feeling, and it's you know, not easy to go in matches against some players that, you know, have big shots that, you know, can hurt you a lot.
Marin, specifically after the US Open, all the media that is involved, is that something that surprised you, and sort of how do you feel like you took it on, and do you feel like it's something that, you know, that you feel like you're good at in doing with the public, whether it be in New York or then moving back here to Europe?
Mm-hmm. It didn't surprise me, but I wasn't just used to it so much, doing so many interviews and so much media attention. It's just different part to also deal with my time, with my own time, still to keep, you know, things I was doing before, with my training, with recovery time, with all the important parts for my tennis that, you know, they still keep the same. And, you know, add these small details, they are becoming bigger with the media and all the things that our tournaments asking, and the parts that are involved around the tennis court, to be able to deal with them. And I feel that that was fine. Of course, you know, it's end of the season, the body is also a bit tired, but, you know, I felt that I was okay with it.
I mean, congratulations on being here, and, you know, it's such a prestigious event. Along your career, have you ever dreamed or wanted to be here, you know, in this event?
Absolutely. Of course, it's a huge pleasure, and for me to be here after a full season to be in top eight players to play this amazing event. In the past, I was maybe 2 years in my career, I was at the last tournament of the year, I was close to making it, you know, at Bercy most of the things are happening for the ATP World Tour Finals, and I have never experienced it. So it's an amazing feeling so far, with all the organization and the players that are getting everything what they need and the attention. I think it's the best tournament of the year.
Marin, here.
Hi.
I just wanted to know, this is the tournament for the best in the world in the doubles and the singles. And if you see, there are so many players from ex-Yugoslavia. Are you aware? And can you tell me about the relationship you have? Because even among the coaches, they're all people you know.
Yeah, we were actually mentioning it today after the training. Goran was saying how when he, in his time, he was basically the only one who was from the ex-Yugoslavia, and that he had difficulty even to, you know, find some people to practice with or to speak Croatian with, except his coaches. And now we have, I don't know, like 10-15 guys that are speaking Croatian, even Ljubicic with Miloš, his fitness trainer, Ivan Dodig, is here, and his fitness trainer too. So we are many guys. It's amazing for the countries that we are coming from. Not too many options for tennis, and the difficulty in financial part, but you know, always the athletes are finding the way somehow to make it. So it's really nice to be part of this group. I forgot Novak and Nenad, too many. Yeah, Nestor.
Marin, especially after what happened to you last year, did you expect to be here this year?
I don't know, I didn't think about it too much, let's put it that way. I was more concerned about starting the season well, trying to improve. Of course, I didn't know what to expect in the beginning of the seasons. I didn't play much in the last year. I felt in the trainings that I improved a lot, but then when the season started, you know, I didn't have too good of Australian tour, you know, came back, and I was a little bit disappointed with that, considering all the preparation I did, and I felt that I was playing really well. And then, okay, after the results came, but it was in our goals to be in top 10, but of course it was secretly expected, but still unexpected to win a Grand Slam already in this year, and especially the way I did, the how I played was amazing. So it's for sure an incredible season.
Marin in the back, you'd mentioned at the beginning that your win at the Open has kind of opened doors for the other guys. The fact that two out of the top four have won slams this year, that three guys are in this tournament this week who have never been there before, how much confidence do you think it gives the next generation? How close do you think this next generation is to taking the torch and passing some of the big guns?
I think it started all with Stan winning at Australian Open. He played great tennis there, and you know, also the guys that are younger, a little bit younger than me, Milos, Kay, and Grigor, they had also great seasons, and they are showing, you know, great tennis, and also this belief that they can win at the big events. So that's an amazing part to have beside the top four guys, top five that we have in these last 5-6 years, and I think it's gonna help all the other players to even expand this small group that it used to be of the guys who were winning. So in next years we can for sure see new Grand Slam winners, and it's gonna be I think very entertaining tennis.
Between the other seven people in here at Masters, which one you would like to invite to have dinner together, and which one you have to ask something strange, I don't know, to Federer or whatever?
Yeah. I don't know. With most of the guys I have pretty good relations, so I don't know. Choose one. Maybe with Roger, because he has... I mean, with Novak, I'm a lot of time together, and we are talking a lot. So maybe with Roger would be nice to have some dinner. I don't know what would I ask him, but yeah, that could be good.
Last one in English. Yep.
Marin, just a simple question: what are your goals or expectations for this week?
Expectations difficult to put in the words. First time here, and. I'm playing in a difficult group, absolutely, and we'll see. I'm hoping I can play really well to be able to go through the group, and for the goals, we'll see. I mean, it's difficult to put, but would first focus on my tennis to try to play on high level. Even the good part is that even with the loss, I can go through, or any player can go through, or even with two wins, a player can possibly not go through. So it's gonna be. I think both groups are gonna be very entertaining.
Thank you.